Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. I'm Lee Houston. This is my brother, Greg McCray. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. We're getting closer. In fact, tomorrow night, four games from NXT, and I'm not even gonna refer to them as NXT 2.0 because NXT 2.0 sucks. I miss the black and gold. That's just my opinion. But what do you think about the card tomorrow?
What's the full card?
Ah man, you're supposed to know, man. See, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. Let me tell you here. Hang on a second here. All right, we got Raquel Gonzalez, Io Shirai, Corey Jade, Kaylee Ray, Dakota Kai, and Toxic Attraction, and they would compete in the War Games match. Cameron Grimes against Duke Hudson. Who the hell is Duke Hudson? A hair versus hair match. Imperium will take on Kyle O'Reilly, and Von Wagner with the NXT Tag Championship. Roderick Strong against Joe Gacy. For the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. Wait, hold up. Okay. I'm leaving this here. In the NXT Cruiserweight Championship, seeing black and gold, as I'm talking about. Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne, LA Knight. I remember LA Knight being part of NXT Black and Gold, but okay. Against 2.0 NXT, Braun Breaker, Camilo Hayes, Grayson Waller and Tony D'Angelo in a War Games match. And my money, if I was a betting man, is on Team Black and Gold.
Yeah, Team Black and Gold should win, but I would not be surprised. They try and shut down 2.0 down our throat and have 2.0 win. But the card sounds great. It sounds stacked. I'm looking forward to that tag team match. No, I'm looking forward to that War Games match. Looking forward to the women's match. The NXT Black and Gold, what they were known for was a women's match that they pay-per-view always sold the show.
I hope to God. The Black and Gold come through. And that's not all. January 1st. Day one, yeah, WWE, hang on a second, I'm my tongue all over the place. WWE day one.
Day one.
I don't know why that's a stupid name, but okay. Why not bring back New Year's Revolution, for real? Anyway.
Man, that was a perfect name for a pay-per-view. I love that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's good in day one.
It sure is, man. Anyway. Day one will take place January 1st at the Atlanta, Georgia, the State Farm Arena. It's going to be Big E, Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship once again for the umpteenth time. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Universal Championship, the Usos, it's just the New Day Tag Championship. Fun fact for you. The New Day are 12-time tag team champions.
I thought they
were 11. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but count the title exchange thing. Technically, 12-time champions.
You're right.
So counting that, 12-time tag champions. One of very few tag teams to make it to have that many title reigns. But I prefer a tag
team.
Yes, sir. I prefer a tag team that never loses a title in the first place, like Demolition, like the Rogue Warriors. You know,
our foundation.
Yes, sir. And they're in line. Of course, next to the greatest tag team of all time. One of them being the Dudley Boys, them damn Dudleys. They were all combined, D-Von and Bubba Ray combined 20-some-time tag team champions worldwide.
25.
Yes, sir. The only time they have not held is the IWGP Tag Championship in New Japan.
I thought they held that. What?
They didn't know that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure on that, but they're in line as one of the greatest tag teams of all time. And after that, we got the Rumble. And I'm still going with my pick, Brock Lesnar. I'm not that's far out there at the Dome, at, St. Louis, Missouri, our league country. It's going to be.
I'm sticking with.
I don't have the car yet. My pick is a little outlandish, but I'm going for Brock Lesnar. If you're a betting man, betting woman, whatever you like to bet, you can place your bets. We'll call it betting. Place your bets on DraftKings.com. Search WWE, and if you're correct, you get some money.
Yeah.
So go to DraftKings.com on the day of the Rumble, and put your bets in, and good luck to you.
I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two of the people that they fired come back at the Rumble. And, they let go too many people. And I just see now, not trying to get on AEW already, but I just see too many WWE superstars in AEW now. And it's not the ones that I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of AEW, they'll be in Dallas, Texas. Unfortunately for me, not where I'm at. They'll be in Garland, Texas. And it'll be at the Curtis Cutwell Arena in Garland, Texas, Dynamite and Rampage. So lucky y'all. And I don't know the next time it'll be Dallas. Hopefully it'll be the American Airlines Center one of these days. But till then, it'll be in Garland, Texas. And I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. A long while from now, tickets are available right now. No better gift than Christmas, right? Christmas is available right now. Not Christmas, but WrestleMania tickets are available. You can get them for Christmas if you want to. And it's going to be not one, but two nights. Now, here's what I recommend. Go to night one, watch night two on Peacock. Go to night two, watch night one on Peacock. If you can't afford to go to all of them.
You know,
speaking of that, outside the United States, they still have, most countries still have the network in its original form. Now, you want what they got, I recommend you do this, but do it quick. You gotta move quick. Go to WNetwork.com. Go to the network website quickly and change your settings. You gotta do it quickly. They're gonna tell you to go to Peacock. As soon as you log on, they're gonna switch and say go to Peacock. You gotta move quick. Change your settings to let's say Germany, and you have the WWE network.
Wow!
So you gotta do it quick. As soon as you log on to the network website, they're gonna say we're now on Peacock. So I say you gotta move quick. As soon as you get on, they're gonna switch to we're on Peacock. So if you fast enough to do it, if you can do it fast, that's great. Otherwise. Everybody outside of the United States has the network in its original form. And the price ain't too bad for Peacock. I miss the network.
Right. I miss the network too. I miss just going through the easy to go and find all the old pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Some nights I just go through my nights at work and just watch some of the old pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm. I like going back to Raw, SmackDown, and stuff like that. And going back to, let's see,
let's say like 90s, like 97, 98, 99, and watching them through the years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is cool because when you know the outcome anyway, that's kind of cool a little bit. You know the outcome. Yes, indeed. Well, tonight's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-71 Backup or 888-712-2587. BackupDeliveriesandMore.com. You have a CDL license. Let them know you can drive trucks and connect with them and get paid. And while it's on my mind, I'm going to switch right quick while it's on my mind. Marvel Spider-Man No Way Home is available. It's coming to theaters on the 17th. You can get advance tickets right now on Cinemark.com. And let me tell you something great. That's on my mind. Captain America. The Marvel Captain America from the movie. Cinematic Captain America. He was a punk. Steve Rogers was a punk for King Captain America. I said it. The boy, Steve Rogers, barely made it to basic training. Barely made it to basic training in the Army. He never wanted to fight in his life. He had the nerve to sign up for the Army. And he's like a scrawny kid. When he went to the Army, they gave him the serum. He's the baddest man on the planet, and they gave him the serum. But without that, he's still a punk. I see what I see.
Marvel,
yes, sir. You can check that out in theaters, right? Or not now, but in theaters, December 17th. And if you're part of the movie club, you get a free ticket every time you scan your member thing. If you get a certain amount of points, you get free tickets. I'm just saying. So, check it out in theaters. December 17th. Let me ask you this, Dave. Greg, let me ask you this right quick. NXT 2.0. Why?
For some reason, Vince McMahon wanted to put his hands on something else. I mean, okay, right now, no. I pray for Triple H with his heart condition. Praying for speedy recovery. But Triple H did a damn good job in NXT. He built it from the ground up.
Yes, indeed.
From the game show type stuff they was doing and turning into a legitimate wrestling promotion.
Yes.
NXT could have went out on its own, could have branched off on its own and rivaled WWE. You know, they had Vince McMahon take NXT because and don't know how to use it properly. No, it took them all this time for the Big E to make it to the WWE Championship. Should have been made up. A lot of they, you know, Bray Wyatt, he just don't know the gym that he has in his hands. And I just can't believe that he didn't use him properly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I digress. I don't know what he planned on doing with 2.0. But, you know, I understand, you know, he's trying to shift things, see a new people he's bringing in. But you got to let the company in. You should have gave him a year to earn their way into being, you know, fans putting interest in them. Then you should have shifted it with a war game, let them win, then relaunch it at 2.0.
Yeah.
That's been better than just throwing it on us.
I'm like, this is a hot mess, man. It all started.
They finally got their own building.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It all started when you want to change the design of the arena. That's when we got a problem. That's where it all began.
Well, because they have a building, they brought the building, and they gave them their own building. That's when he felt like, you know, okay, I'm gonna take control of everything.
But y'all gotta understand, on the flip side, Vince, whether you like it or not, Vince McMahon has the final say. The shit has the final say over NXT. But he has the final say altogether because he, like I keep saying, When you pay the bills, you can do what you want to do. And Vince pays the bills, so you can do what he want to do. I wish he just was more smarter about it, that's all.
Yes, I'm with you on that, but you know, like you said, he pays the bills, he can do what he wants.
Yeah, man. But those of you who are Christmassy, you got your Christmas mood all on 105 and everything else. I got good news for you. ABC Family, you used to be ABC Family, Freeform, has 25 days of Christmas. All day, every doggone day. I'm talking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm talking Santa Claus Goes to Town. I'm talking A Year Out Santa Claus. I think they got the Meister Brothers on there. You remember the Meister Brothers? Well, those of you don't know, the Meister Brothers is like one guy controlled the winter, one guy controlled the summer. And the Mother Nature, their mom made them switch one day. That's basically Year Out Santa Claus. They're in the movie. I believe they have their own movie too. The He Meister, Winter Meister. I think they have their own movie as well. But all kind of stuff, every day, all day, leading up to Christmas, 25 days of Christmas, on Freeform, every single doggone day. I like it.
I love it myself, man. All them classic Christian movies I love to watch. New movies that you have to discover. Man, this time of year is my favorite time of year. What a way to get this year.
You can't get Home Alone. I stopped at Home Alone 3. Other than that, check it out on Freeform. If you missed it, no problem. Disney Plus. Most of them on Disney Plus as well. Back to wrestling right quick. What is your opinion of Ring of Honor going out of business?
I hope they don't. I hope somebody come and save them or something happens, you know, that they can come back to Ring of Honor have produced over half of the wrestling stars that we look at today.
Uh-huh.
So, Ring of Honor turned Jay Lethal from, with Impact as what I call a clown of a wrestler, with this potential and made him into a bona fide superstar.
Uh-huh.
And deserved the spotlight for being in the main event. And he went and had the television title and the world title and was champion for over a year. Man, and then he got this new finishing move there, and Jay Lethal, just
stop
took off, and I pray that AEW
using
him properly.
I find out, everybody else find out, when Jay Lethal came in full gear, he's already challenging for a championship match at the time. He challenged Sammy Guevara for the TNT championship. How you gonna walk in the company and get a title shot? Facts. Well, speaking of title shot, Brock Lesnar has his title shot next month. January 1st at day one. And this Roman Reigns, he's facing is totally different from that of the past. I gotta excuse him. He's at work right now, so y'all excuse the background. I do appreciate that. You're saying Roman Reigns. I agree with you. This Roman Reigns is different. This Roman Reigns has more confidence. He's more bolder. He can get stuff done.
This Roman Reigns has new moveset.
I'm looking forward to it. But the question everybody wanted to know, what Paul Heyman, what gravy train you riding, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Let's not forget that Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman stabbed somebody in the back before. He stabbed Brock Lesnar in the back at Survivor Series 2002. So it's possible. Look out for that knife, Roman Reigns.
Oh, it used to be a big thing back in the day of being a Paul Heyman guy.
Well, yeah.
When he stabbed Brock Lesnar in the back, Paul Heyman has the best wrestling mind. I would love to see him own his own wrestling company with the proper money back. If Paul Heyman had a hooked up with Tony Khan and AEW, WWE would have been thrown out the water already.
That's facts. I can see that happening.
If Paul Heyman had the right money with ECW, ECW would be way bigger than AEW.
Sure, that would be.
They just didn't have the money. I love ECW.
I just find out about ECW. I'll tell you this. ECW, they never really had the problem with WWE, their problems with WCW, but WWE's in the way, you know. Paul Heyman had a problem with Eric Bischoff. He never had a problem with Vince and them, but it just so happens Vince is in my way. If you're in my way, I got a problem with somebody, you're going to get knocked out because you're in the way.
ECW was doing what Ring of Honor is currently doing, getting these strong superstars who need a place to shine and learn in this really place that's pushing. If it wasn't for ECW, you would never have Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's where he learned to talk and he learned to wrestle with his attitude. If it wasn't for ECW, we wouldn't know about Rey Mysterio. If it wasn't for ECW, we wouldn't know about the Dudley Boys, RVD, Sabu. Taz and ECW was much better. The original Suplex City.
Oh, yes.
And he didn't do just the same, belly to back suplex. Taz did about 20 different suplexes, all in the same match. And with his stocky short frame, it hit even harder and faster. And he, when they brought him to ECW, they took the meanness away from him, didn't use him right. He had a few years left. They should let him, come through there being dominant, being a dominant, second tier champion. And then let him finish his career right.
Mm-hmm. Man. Every now and then, ECW brought the edginess. They had a former Dawn entertainer, Jenna Jameson. How? Like, bro, if WWE weren't PG, we would definitely got Jenna Jameson. We weren't PG at the time. Well, we tried 2007, 8, 9, we tried. It wasn't the time. But 2011, we went PG full time. But we tried 2007. It didn't work out. I remember one particular night, right at the Edge's championship celebration, the live sex celebration. I'm like, they're not going to do that. No, they're not going to do that. No. That's a bid in the ring. Edge and leading the bid. They start disrobing each other. Okay, how far is it going to go? So, they get to the point. Edge was under the sheets. Comes out, leaves panties in his mouth. Okay, all right. How far are we going to go with this thing? And next thing I hear, woo! Ric Flair come. I had heard of Ric Flair, by the way. I hear Ric Flair's music. Damn it, Rick, not now. I'm like, Rick, no, not now. No, what? Not now. No. And then John Cena, Ric Flair and John Cena interrupted, and that's as far as we're going to go with that. But I found out, by the way, Lita nor Edge didn't want to do that storyline, the last six celebration thing. And but then again, you need a job, you got bills to pay, Vince said do it, so, By the way, happy birthday to the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Let's take these on the drink, shall we? I'm pretty sure that there's in a bar in this world that has not heard of Ric Flair. If you're not into wrestling, if you're on the bar, you're on the club, you've heard of Ric Flair.
Every
And I believe, I saw this months ago, pull it up here. There's a party going on across the street from the AT&T, Stadium. Let me see here. I pull it up. Let's see here. I believe it's WrestleMania, like 3 hours before WrestleMania. Let's see here. Okay. It's a VIP party 3 hours before WrestleMania, April 3rd, 2022. It's gonna be at the right across the street at Bowling Tales Co. on North Collins Street in Arlington, Texas. I believe right across the street from the AT&T Stadium. Yeah, right across the street. 3 hours before WrestleMania. So you might want to find a cheaper place to get tickets. Because it's $99 for a ticket. I'm just saying. But if you can't find cheaper, go for it. 3 hours for WrestleMania. Go across the street to Boiling Tails Co. 816 North Collins Street in Arlington, Texas. At Party with the Nature Boy. They got other guests like Kevin Nash.
Huh?
Say again? Oh, sorry. It's your radio. By the way, he's at work, so y'all excuse the background. We got guests. We're going to be Kevin Nash, Diamond Dallas Page, and Jake the Snake Roberts. And hopefully he won't have the snake with him. I hate snakes. Anyway. It's going to be April 3rd, 2022. 3.5 hours from WrestleMania. And turn your radio down a little bit. Tickets going to be at VIPSportGetaway.com. 3 hours from WrestleMania. Once again, Kevin Nash, Diamond Dallas Page, and Jake the Snake Roberts. Be a special guest with them. We're going to party not too long, not too hard, but just right. Now I know about that price, but you can get tickets elsewhere. Go for it. That's gonna be pretty cool,
there's
man.
There's always ways to find cheaper tickets. There's always some way around to find cheaper tickets. Trust me, people
know. Oh yeah, and it's right across the street from AT&T Stadium, which is the home of next year's WrestleMania, April 3rd, April 2nd. And I hope. That bald-headed, beer-swiveling, finger-gesturing rattlesnake Stone Cold Steve Austin will be the host of WrestleMania 38. I almost said 20. 38.
I'm ready to see who's going to go in the Hall of Fame this year. I'm hoping that he's headlined by the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see any form in the celebrity wing and the main hall. The late, great, the greatest, in fact, Muhammad Ali in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Celebrity wing and main Hall of Fame. Oh, no. Unfortunately, he's not.
He deserves it now.
But I would like to see him in the main Hall of Fame or celebrity wing or both. I like Cyndi Lauper in there in the celebrity Hall of Fame. Cyndi Lauper. I guess... Let's see, who else can I put in the Celebrity Hall of Fame? Not many. I'm daring to say that dude, he got a girl's name. Help me out, Greg. Rock and Roll Artist got a girl's name. No, not Elton John. Marilyn Manson, Marilyn something.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. And he WrestleMania, one of WrestleMania, he scored Jake the Snake Roberts ringside back in the '80s, wrestling rock and roll went hand in hand back in the '80s. I see Marilyn Manson Hall of Fame. I want to see Cyndi Lauper. Maybe, perhaps. No, LL Cool J. He just did the project. Nah, not LL Cool J. That's it. A salt and pepper. They performed at WrestleMania back in the day. Salt and pepper. I know that's a little bit ridiculous, but I want to see Salt and Pepper in the Celebrity Ring Hall of Fame. Salt and Pepper, Marilyn Manson, and Cyndi Lauper, Celebrity Wing, Muhammad Ali in the main Hall of Fame. Posthumously, of course, she's only with us. I want to see a legend that's still with us today, is not in the Hall of Fame. I can't think. Come on now. Who's not in the Hall of Fame still living? It's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. What you got? What you got, Gray? I can't think of anybody. Larry? Oh, Gray was just with us. Hang on a second. I didn't even really have technical difficulties. But anyway, I like to see those people in the Hall of Fame. And hopefully we'll get that done. But Undertaker should headline it. Greg, you still with us? Oh, his boss called. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Sorry. We're sorry about technical problems. Greg's at work, by the way, so he's multitasking. I very much appreciate him being on the show. And yeah, he's wearing a bunch of hats right now, so we're going to make this quick. Do you think of a wrestler that's not in the Hall of Fame, like a legend that's not in the Hall of Fame, but he should be?
Hopefully Batista finally gets to take his place in the Hall of Fame.
We'll do Batista.
Rock, he's going to be a headliner, so I don't see it this year. Hopefully within the next 2 or 3 years. John Cena, he should be a headliner too also. If there's no one else, I hope they put what's his name? Luke Harper.
All right, that's good. That.
He's done a lot for the wrestling business in general. And to me, that would be something great, you know, especially for the family, to put him in the Hall of Fame. I see AEW, once they start a Hall of Fame, I definitely see them putting him number one in their Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Man, I can't think of any rap. That's something I'm going to sit down and think about for our next show with you together.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. AEW, they don't have Hall of Fame. That's cool, but they're too young to have Hall of Fame. You know?
Yeah.
They're too young. I give about when they're about 15 years, then they can have Hall of Fame. About 15 years. So they get that mark.
Right, right. But I believe once they do have it, he should be the first one in there.
I can see Chris Jericho on both Hall of Fames. Chris Jericho, AEW, and WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. I say 20 years from now, the Lord willing, AJ Styles, WWE Hall of Fame, 20 years from now.
As soon as he retired, 2 or 3 years after he retired, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get John Cena. Oh, yeah. That's Chavo and his father, too. Chavo Classic, Chavo Sr.
Yes, yes.
Hector Guerrero and Gory.
Yes, yes.
The late Gory Guerrero and Hector.
Just
our you know, Justin Luck, Justin Liger.
Oh,
yeah, in the Hall of Fame.
No, he was in NWO, Red and Black. Conan.
Ah, can see that. And I would love to see the original members of the young people. You got to bear with us now. This is back in the day. The original members of Kayentai.
Yes.
In the Hall of Fame. Funaki, Yamaguchi's son. I can't remember, think of anybody else by name. But I like that. Actually, the commentaries for Japan. For WWE's. I like to see them in the Hall of Fame. All the original members of Kai and Tai. I like to see, I guess, Val Venus.
Yeah, I mean, he's great work in the ring.
I remember one time, I can't remember, I want to say it was 98, early 98. Val Venus did these videos, these vignettes. And one of Yamaguchi's son's wife was in the video. Hey, all it is was him in the bed with his wife, and they made it look like they just did the deed, you know. And at the time, we got away with that. So Yamaguchi's son is pissed. He's like, "I'm gonna choppy your pee pee." Like, no, he ain't gonna do that. So let's fast forward a few weeks later, a month later, whatever time was. Some reason Val Venus is in the locker room naked. And he got jumped by Kayentai. They dragged him to their locker room. And he has his hands tied up. He's standing up, his hands tied. And Yamaguchi-san has a sword. What the hell gonna do with that sword? I'ma choppy your pee-pee. And right before anything happened, the lights go out. And guess of all people who saved him, John, he's big in the news. Why? Because he's white because he's junk off. Can't remember his name. John Bobbitt. Of all people, John Bobbitt saves Val Venus. Right when the lights come off, Yamaguchi had a real sword. That was a real sword, by the way. And he's gonna chop Val Venus' package off. And right before the lights went off, John Bobbitt saves Val Venus. And it's all good. I don't know how we got away with most of these storylines back in the day, man. That's a different time, different era.
Right. Attitude era. They get away and do whatever came to mind. They push
them. Lord have mercy. There would never be ever in women's wrestling a bra and panties match ever in this life. Ever. Ever.
Women wrestling got too good for that.
Sure. And I enjoy them matches, man. I remember Sable. She's in a bra panties match, and they tried to get Sable didn't wear no bra. She had a not bra panties match. It was a bikini contest, and Sable came out of there with tiger paws on her breasts. I'm like, I was feeling just like Jerry Lawler was feeling that night.
Where Jacqueline's top got pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Right. Man, look at times, man. And of course, I love wrestling with the good, the bad, the ugly, the awkward, everything with it. But one of my favorite moments, 2002. That was the turning point in wrestling. 2002. The last WrestleMania pay-per-view under WWF banner. I believe it was 2002. It was a match I never thought I'd see happen. Hulk Hogan and The Rock. At the time, I never thought it would be possible. And unfortunately for me, I couldn't afford pay-per-view. So I had to wait till Monday. Everybody else watching this live as it's happening. I gotta wait till Monday, find out what happened. But when you go back and watch it, it's like time stood still for a minute. Two of the biggest icons in their time. Past, at the time, the present. Hulk Hogan being the past. The Rock at the time being the present. And it was collide. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was the match. I mean, mean, really, just to be a fan, watching on TV, that's one match I wish I could have seen in person. Because a fan really brought Hulk Hogan back.
Oh, yeah. That's the last time WrestleMania was held outside of the United States, Toronto, Canada. Last time they had WrestleMania, WrestleMania 18. WrestleMania 19 was last time they had WrestleMania. I don't know. 18. 19 was in Cali. WrestleMania 18 is the last WrestleMania outside of the United States.
They need to do a WrestleMania in London. I guarantee. I know they're going to break all kind of tennis records. Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, but... Time. The only problem with that is if it did live in the United States, it'd be late. If it did live,
I wouldn't care for it to be live, be taped or whatever. But when they it still would be something to behold. I would stay up late to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they would do it early over there, where it'd be a good time for us over here to watch it live.
Yeah.
That would be just a lovely, lovely thing.
I remember last time when they were in Australia, it came on here.
Yeah.
Like I believe it was like 5 something in the morning. Came on the air 5 in the morning over here.
And when they do it in Saudi Arabia, come over here, be on for 11 or 12 outside.
Mm-hmm. By the way, they have a 10-year deal with Saudi. Some people think it's controversial, but hey, as long as the check clears, it's all good. So they have a 10-year deal with Saudi. They have about, they just did once. They have about 4 years left, I think. I'm not sure.
Like wrestling, like Undertaker, Goldberg make $1 million just for that one match.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how long the contract is, but they have a few years left. If you know, it's 2018, 2021, they got a couple more years left in their 10-year deal. And the women's matches is cool, but of course, Saudi has a strict women, strict culture against women. So it won't be like you normally see it here. It's going to be covered up. Still great matches. It's hard to move in that environment. I ain't going to say it. I apologize, y'all. Technicalities all over the place. I hate when they do this, man. One second here. Let's get them back real quick.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that, man. Hung up on you. But I tell you, in Saudi women's matches are not like they are here. Because they're used to showing a little bit of skin here. They can move around better in their gear. But then they go to the United States, you got to cover up. But they're still great matches.
Yeah, they have a full body suit on with a t-shirt on.
Uh-huh.
And they can still move around. This last triple threat match they had over there, even though they was covered up and had their full body suit on, that was a match of the year, Candy. A great match.
Oh, yeah.
That match stole the show.
And I tell you, that one time they had a match where and it was an Italian, Neidhart, somebody else. And I can't remember who the other person was. But this
is currently women's right.
Yeah. What's her name, Nate? Not Dana. I got her name. You know her name.
Lacey
Evans. Yeah, Lacey Evans. So they did. After that, they hugged all the girls in the audience. That's a problem. That's PDA. And Saudi don't play PDA in public. No, none of that. So they said they had quote unquote plane issues. No, y'all got held up for 2 days. And they blamed it on plane problems. No. The government held them up for 2 days. That's where, at least as far as I know. But I love their matches in Saudi. And the next time they do, that's going to be a while, but it's going to be pretty good. Controversial as always, but as long as the check clears, it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, as long as the check clears, it's all good. No matter who you're working for, whether it's Tony Khan, whether it's Vince McMahon, whether it's the folks in Impact Wrestling, as long as the check clears, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day, you had to get a paper check after the show? you work your match, you're bleeding, you're sweating, you're tired, you got to stick around and get paid. Good times, huh?
Yeah.
But nowadays, you just direct deposit, go see your check, boom, you're good to go. Speaking of good to go, we gotta get out of here. I first of all, apologize for our technical difficulties. Thank Greg McCray. He's multitasking right now. He's at work at the moment. I want to thank him very much for being on the show. We'll definitely have him back on next time. In the meantime, we got to go. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you're celebrating, be safe and enjoy. We'll see you next time.
Have a good night.
See you, y'all.